Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Welcome to the next CRA tip. Three ways to inspire more community development loan activities. So last week we talked about community development loan identification best practices. It was more the low-hanging fruit, if you will. So now let's switch our attention to the proactive measures that you can embark upon. Here are some of the best practices that will increase the number of community development loan prospects that may come across your desk. You need to automate, build, and inspire. So first you will automate. You'll program your core system so that there's community development prompts, if you will, for your commercial lenders, right? So this will allow them kind of like a mental checklist of sorts with the four hooks that they can, if it remotely might qualify under one of those four hooks, they can click the box. So that would be automating the process. So when you export your data, you can see if any of the boxes are checked. So that is one way you can automate your process at the front end. You can also build. So when you build, that means develop those relationships with your commercial lending teams. You'll want to do targeted training, or you'll want to stop by and just say hi and remain top of mind. You can also work out in the community and even have a community development prospect of your own through your community development work and bring it to your commercial loan officers. So it can be a two-way street. So very important to build relationships with your commercial loan officers. Next is to inspire. You can actually work and reinforce your loan officer's involvement in impact. So you can come back to them and say, you know that loan you made to this nonprofit organization? Let me tell you a little bit more. And you can talk about the impact that their loan made in changing lives. You can do that from just sending an email or announcing it at a CRA meeting or just walking by their desk and sharing it with them. Of course, they're busy, but you can think about the way that's most appropriate given the culture of your bank as well as the size. So again, highlight ideas from their portfolio to show how they have made a difference in the lives of low to moderate income people. So until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.